Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Welcome, everyone, to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm with my beautiful co-host, Dana Terrio. Welcome, Dana.
Hi, Cornelia. Thanks. Thanks so much. It's always nice to get that intro.
It's wonderful to be here today because we have an exciting show planned for our listeners, for our beloved audience. We are Handle the Lump and Heal Your Life Part 7. That's what we're doing. Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life Part 7. I mean, we've been, over the last 7 shows, have been bringing you extraordinary topics on how to take any challenging situation that you may find yourself in with your health, whether that's cancer or hormones or weight loss, whatever it is that you're faced with right now. We have the show so that you can discover some of the answers that may support you in becoming a self-healing agent. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're all taking the reins on our own healing. And it's a perfect support to become empowered and really change the story of your life. Today's topic is exactly timely again. And so we're talking about, what does your weight have to do with disease? Is there a link between what you weigh and your risk of getting cancer? Are your genes and your weight fated by a family history of disease or obesity? What does diabetes have to do with cancer? And why does the link between blood sugar and disease matter more than ever? Is having one disease, like heart disease, diabetes, a setup for a subsequent secondary disease like cancer? How come willpower won't do it? We have the answers. The question remains, is it easy to live a nutritious lifestyle with weight loss management protocol for sustainable shifts in health and healing? It is with the sexy diet. I can't wait to hear about this one. Our special guest today is going to share with us her weight loss weapons for the holiday season. And Dana is going to introduce us to our very special guest that is going to come on in the next segment. What Dana and I are going to do now is we're going to talk about, over the last 7 months, all of the ways on we've become empowered into take the reins on our own healing and to discover that taking action on your health, it's a skill, right, Dana?
It is. We learned that, and it's nice that we can repeat it as our monthly mantra from Dr. Maureen, that health is a skill. It's not an event. It's a process. And like anything, it's about cultivating the habits. So we're learning. So it's more, and Chris Carr says too, it's more practice over perfection. It's progress over perfection.
Yeah.
Baby steps, increments. We can do this.
Yeah. So at any point in time, you know, when you're faced with your body's talking to you and there is a situation in your life where you're really being asked to take a look at what's out of balance, right? And then to open yourself up to the greater healing that can actually happen. And even last night, I was at a meetup group. I lead this spiritual group here in town. And one of the women was sharing her success story of a diagnosis that she recently received, and, you know, with bladder cancer, and that it's now completely clear and clean, and, having the tumors removed, and how her new declaration now is that she's not a cancer person. And I like that because it's, you know, she's informing her body template of, you know, what she's doing now with her lifestyle and with, you know, we know that thoughts and emotions have a lot to do with it. We know that nurturing and self-care have a lot to do with it. And like some of the other experts that you've brought on over the last 7 months, Dana, from Dr. Maureen to Dr. V to Dr. Ann, there has been so much that we've all had in common when it comes to our thoughts and our emotions and our diet and our lifestyle, right?
Right. We had Dr. V talks about a healing mindset. Our guest today, Summer's really just chief and champion at cultivating a really empowering mindset too. Dr. Maureen as well. And Bruce Lipton, he really talks about the genes. Some genes that are healthy living in a not so healthy environment can become diseased. Now, other genes that may not be so healthy, that are damaged in DNA, given the proper environment, they can grow out of it. So it's so much mind over matter. We're learning that with all of our guests.
Yeah.
And I talked about it about Dr. Joe Dispenza. There's so much information right now that can inform us. And I inform my body too, like your friend from last night. I don't identify with the cancer patient. That's why I'm really deliberate talking about the consumer mindset versus a patient mindset versus, you know, what will you do for me? What will you do for me? Where the consumer is, go out and get it. Like you say, harness it. So it's just a shift and it's sustainable and it takes practice.
It's a skill and it's a new habit and looking at things in a new way where before we were unconscious and now we're taking the reins. We're like, we're becoming the pioneers in turning our, we're not victims to our bodies anymore. And that takes a lot of consciousness and it takes, you know, presence to develop new ways of living and being. And that's why this is so exciting. And I just want to let our beloved audience know that if you have not seen the past shows that we've done on the Handle Your Lump, Heal Your Life series, please go to the YouTube channel and you can look at Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and you're going to see all the past shows that we've done on this series and all the doctors and all the expert advice and wisdom and gifts that are given there that you can use to support yourself if you're faced with anything in your life that's calling for your attention right now. And that is to take really, really good care of your body, right? That's what we want to do because our body is what houses our spirit. And that is how we you know, leave a legacy that we can be proud of through the way that we nurture and take care of ourselves. And that's also setting a beautiful example for the children. And, you know, taking good care of ourselves is important. So I'm super excited because I want to let the audience know about another super fantastic event that's coming up that I'm so excited about. Summer, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about when I mentioned the name, Christiane Northrup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? She's a pioneer and she's a leader, New York Times bestselling author and OBGYN world leader on women's empowerment and women's health. She's going to be coming onto the Cornelia Stephanie show. Yay! On December the 27th. So I want you all to put that date on your calendar and come join us live in the studio audience right here. So you can get your ticket right now and go to CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. And I welcome you to join us, Summer, if you would like to be a part of the audience to, ask Christiane some questions during that time, because we're going to put on an amazing show. We're going to be talking about her new book, and that is the Energy Vampire, an empathic guide to...
I've got it right here. Yeah. It is Dodging Energy Vampires.
Yeah. And it's for those empaths out there. And I know there's many people that are empathic out there, that how not to let energy vampires drain you. And so this is her newest book and we're going to be promoting and talking about that. So that's on December the 27th at 12 noon Pacific time. So be sure to come and join us. You can get your ticket, your live VIP ticket, free at CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. I'm super excited about that. Okay, so what else do you want to say, Dana, about our last previous shows that you want to talk about our breast friend? You want to share sure. that?
We can do that because it's not just for October, it's all year long. So we have probably been very visible about it, but as we should be. So this is our tool. Our movement is Check Your Girls. I've been all over sending it out to loved ones. And this little tool has exact replicas of cancerous tumors in this breast model that we can train ourselves, because science says we can learn with the flats of our fingers. And this is the model that clinicians and physicians have learned on for 30 years. So it's tried and true. And it's brought to the market by our beloved Dr. V. So this is very exciting.
Yes, and let's tell the audience again where they can get that, because it's about preventative maintenance, and this is better than going to have a mammogram, in my opinion. So it's doing that breast care, that self care, all the time, at once a month at least, right?
That's right, and I've moved away from self care and self love. I like to call it self honoring. This really is, and it develops intuition as a woman. We can learn how to do this. We can learn what's happening in our body. And it just, imagine, it just comes over time. And this is it's an equal opportunity training tool, because it's for every woman, any age. There's no ethnic bias or propensity that it looks at. I mean, as soon as a girl gets a period, she can learn. And so it's wonderful to learn at a young age. So we can get this at www.mybreastfriend.com/Dana.
Now that would be a great stocking stuffer for any woman to receive this to
start. Indeed, it comes in the pretty purple box here, and it makes a wonderful gift because it's the gift of health. And as women, we're so used to handling things for other people, and often self-neglect is a big, sad practice that happens all too often. And so it's a great gift for others, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, mom yes. and sister. It's great for anybody.
Yeah. And even, the young women that are now moving out into the world, the ones that are 17, 18, getting ready to move out and be on their own. This is a wonderful way that they can get, practicing taking care of themselves. I love the honoring piece that is so perfect, because it's part of your new book that you're writing that's going to be coming out. What was On Her Honor is the name?
On Her Honor. Yes. Yes.
Yes, I love it.
Empowering women and girls to lead brilliant lives.
Beautiful. Can't wait to get that copy. So I can't wait for you to introduce us to our guest. So let's take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show with my beautiful co-host, Dana Terrio. We'll be right back.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death, from debilitating pain and loss?
follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Do you need a makeover on your finances? Do you have more month at the end of your money? Do you wonder where all your money goes? Donna at Palmore has been helping people since 2015 gain control of money so they can live out their purpose. If you need help or know someone that does, go to ProverbsFinancialCoaching.com to book your free 30-minute consultation.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Dana Terrio, take us to our very special guest today that's going to tell us about amazing secrets and weapons that we can use for not just the holiday season, but also in the days after the holiday season, right?
That's right. Our guest today is going to help us honor health over the holidays, which can be stressful sometimes. So summer can help us with this. So Summer Peterson is the international best-selling author of the book, The Sexy Diet, host of the TV show Wine Country Weight Loss with Summer Peterson, and founder of Body Soul Shine, which offers online weight loss programs. With a master's degree in psychology, she is a weight loss expert specializing in how to speed up your metabolism and turn on your skinny genes. She lives in the heart of Northern California wine country with her husband, Greg, and their two sons, Jude, Skylar, ages 8 and 5. And I want to say this is a very special treat for me because Summer, I'm honored to have Summer. Summer's not just one of our special featured guests, but this is the first time I'm inviting a friend on. I love this woman. I got to know Summer over the last couple of years, and really she's just so much more than a weight loss coach. And she's a beautiful girl, a California girl, and really with her master's in psychology, she knows the psyche. So welcome to the show, Summer.
Dana, thank you, my friend. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to have you here because we met in San Francisco with our coaching community, then in Phoenix with our entrepreneurial community, and then with our leadership community in San Diego. So yeah, I've had so much fun loving you and getting to know you over the last couple of years. It's been great. So there's so much I can say, but I'm going to let you give us the juicy dish. So thanks for coming and joining, and tell us, because what Cornelia was touching on about the family genes and about cancer, I mean, you have so much story. Your why is just really, it's epic. So tell us a bit about you, Summer.
Okay, thanks, Dana. Let me get into it. So it's true that I'm a weight loss coach. I feel like I'm a women's empowerment coach masquerading in a weight loss coach's body. I want to help women with their mindset, with their health, with their spirituality, and all these areas. And this is a lifelong passion of mine. And when I say a lifelong passion, it's so true. When I was 11 years old, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And that is a very impactful experience for anybody to go through. While all of my friends were, you know, doing their slumber parties and having fun, I was dealing with some real serious crisis at home with my mother. She had stage 3 cancer at that point, and it highly impacted me. 3 years later, my mother's breast cancer metastasized. So she then had what is known as stage 4 cancer, where the oncologist says to her, "I have good news for you. I have bad news. The bad news is that you have stage 4 cancer, but the good news is that you have 1 year to live."
Oh.
Now let that sit for you. You imagine having At that point, I was a 14 year old daughter. My mother was in her 40s at the time. And it's just absolutely shocking and disturbing to hear those words. There's no words. You all get it. So I then, living with this reality that it looks like my mom is going to die. My mother, however, she survived. She was 17 years with cancer before she passed. And so she really beat the odds, and which is really, really incredible to have the experience, first of all, of going through life with having a mom who's like mind over matter. Mm-hmm. And she proved it to the oncologist time after time, where she beat the odds. But also there is that piece of me from a very young age where I intuitively knew that there was a dietary piece that was affecting her cancer. And this is not to put the blame on my mother, but it's also not to put the blame on the genetics. We like to look at cancer and all ailments. It's a bigger picture. So it's not just one little thing. There's the spiritual aspect, the emotional aspect, there's the physical aspect. And I really knew at a young age that there was the physical piece that my mother was not attending to. While she had nailed down the mindset and a lot of the meditation piece, there was she was a sugar addict. Let's just be straight and clear. And when I was in the eighth grade, well, a lot of the girls my age were asking their mothers to buy them Cosmopolitan magazine. I was asking my mother to buy me nutritional books. And I would read those books in the evenings and on the weekends. And I was obsessed. I would ask her to buy me vitamins instead of makeup. I mean, I was really obsessed at a young age with getting the health piece. I actually became a vegetarian at a super young age. I had no mentors in my life that were vegetarian. And I had to defend myself at a very young age of like, when everybody challenged the young woman, like, where are you getting all your protein? And I got to defend myself with all of the few books out there. There was no internet back then. I'm a 43-year-old woman. This is way before the internet. And there's just a few books out there with some rogue people defending these sorts of dietary strategies for health. And I, it was quite a journey. The other piece about my mother that highly impacted me is that she told me that when she turned 30, which was when I was born, so right after I was born, she put on weight and she was unable to ever get that weight off. And she says her metabolism slowed down. I know now what was going on with her is that she was probably eating way too much sugar. But I, back then, when I turned 30, so this was a few years after my mom had passed, I turned 30 and I put on 30 pounds in a very short period of time and I could not get that weight off. So I was living my mother's reality. Not only living in an overweight body, but then looking 10 years down the line, does this mean I'm going to get cancer as well? Because I have my mom's genes. I've inherited this. And I was terrified. I was terrified. I did everything I could, first of all, to get the weight off, but I couldn't get those thoughts out of my head that, oh my gosh, when I turned 41, which was when my mother was diagnosed with her breast cancer, am I going to get breast cancer as well? So I had a real huge incentive to take control of my health. And I was failing and struggling and really having a hard time. I was going to spin class. I was exercising like crazy. I was dieting, doing all of the strategies that they tell you to cut calories and to exercise more to lose weight. And the scale was only going up and going up. I was unable to exercise my way into my ideal body. The wedding dress that I wanted to fit into on my wedding day. And then I got pregnant a year after I got married with my first son, and I put on 50 pounds during the pregnancy. So then here I am with 80 excess pounds on this body. I mean, I birthed a few of those pounds out of me, but really I was like super overweight and just miserable. And so it was actually between the birth of my first son and my second son that I got the strategy for weight loss that is also the anti-cancer strategy that we're going to talk about on this show today. They are actually one and the same. And I, like I said, I masquerade as a weight loss coach, but it gives me so much peace of mind that I give this information to women who want to lose weight because it's also the same information that they need to take charge of their health and have the anti-tumor strategies. Yeah. It all goes together really well.
That's right. Thanks for sharing, Summer, because that was the 1-2 punch. I couldn't wait for you to share that it's an approach that's anti-cancer. It's really taking charge with an anti-cancer lifestyle and the mindset, because you were convinced that your metabolism was broken, just like your mama. Just, you thought at 30, it was just like, so it was effective.
The evidence was there in front of me. My mom gained weight at 30. I gained weight at 30. It must be our genetic inheritance. We have a crappy metabolism that breaks at 30. The evidence was right there in front of me. So I thought, but it turns out that's not the way. I'm back in my ideal body weight after my high school body weight, after having birthed 2 children, and I'm 43 now, no cancer. I didn't inherit my mom's crappy genes. She had turned on certain genes and I have turned them off.
And it's because when you were young at that young age, when your mom was first diagnosed with the news, that's when you decided at that point in time that you were going to change that program and not follow those genes and not do all of that. You were doing what women are innately able to do, is to nurture and take care of themselves when they have the right information. And that's what you wanted to do. You wanted to right away at that young age to, you know, not follow the whole system of, you know, Cosmopolitan magazine, but you were going the other direction because you were in a crisis. And that was, you know, you were seeing your mom suffer and you did not want to create that for yourself. So you were breaking that cycle from that time on. Would you agree with that?
That's exactly what it was. And a lot of this is unconscious. You don't realize it. We don't know when we're 11 or 14 years old that history repeats itself in our families. We're healing ancestral wounds in this lifetime right now. And I believe that my mom had carried a lot of wounds from her mom and previous generations. And we're breaking that cycle now. We're taking charge of our health now on a spiritual level, emotional, mental, and a physical level.
Yeah. Wow. Can I ask, was your mom like, because when you were talking about the whole weight thing, you know, I didn't get it until really like right now, because I'm a big believer in the thought and the emotional piece and making sure that we think loving thoughts and that we you know, heal our emotional body and all of that. But when listening to you talking, I'm actually thinking that the diet thing, the nutrition thing, is actually first. So if we actually have a healthy environment with our nutrition as a first thing, then we're naturally going to think loving thoughts and emotional well-being because of what we're putting into our body. Do you feel that that's true?
I believe that the foundation of health I believe that you can't take one away from the other. I think that when the healthier you get on a physical level, the healthier you are on a mental, emotional, and spiritual level. I know that to be true for myself. When I'm eating poor food quality, it clouds my mind and my emotions start to get stuck. I believe that they're all interconnected. And also when I'm having an external emotional event that is clouding me emotionally, I easily can get kicked off of my physical eating. So I think that they're all so connected. We get to attend to all of them and not cut one of them off from the other. Although my expertise is the physical, and I would love to talk more and go into real depth with it here, I would never want you to just work on the physical and not the emotional, mental, spiritual.
That's right. That's what's beautiful and brilliant about you, Summer. I was promoting you as being psychologically savvy, empathic leader, because you're so much more than a weight loss coach. You're just really such an empowerer. And really for you, especially having that psychology piece, the psychology drives the physiology, And likewise, the physiology drives the psychology. And we've talked about this before, having food hangovers. It's just food really affects the mood. So it is. Just like I say, it's mind body. It's not, they're not separate. They really, one drives the other. So we had a brilliant guest last time, Dr. Anna Kabeca, talking about hormones. So that was when I was talking about the promotion, that it all comes down to the hormones, really. You know all about this. And there's so much with all the diseases that are converging together now. Yeah. We talked a lot with brilliant doctors and all this cancer stuff, but especially this holiday time, it's nice to bring it back to basics. And your formula, the sexy formula, is really, really just that. It's just sexy simple. So why don't you tell us what it's got, the nice catchy acronym. Tell us what it's about.
Thanks. Yeah. Okay. So I created a weight loss system called the Sexy Diet. Sexy is an acronym for my 4-part weight loss system. I literally could have named it the Fart Diet. I just needed four letters for the word. And I'm just being really silly right now, but the word sexy is fun. And I do speak to women, and we all do want to have that fun, sexy attitude, but this has nothing to do with objectifying your body or looking like a Victoria's Secret model. So like, let's just make sure that we're not feeling like we need to do that. Sexy is just a fun acronym. So you can remember this 4-part weight loss system that will help you lose weight. And it will also be the anti-tumor strategy and the healthy, glowy skin strategy, all of the things that we women tend to really want, right? So we'll dig right in. Before I dig right in, actually, I just wanted to acknowledge Dana. Thank you for the compliment. I do want you to understand that this really is simple. We tend to like talk to doctors and citing clinical studies and getting into this kind of heavier medical stuff, but it really is simple. And so that's why I created this formula, the sexy formula, to remind you just it's so accessibly simple. And so sexy, the acronym, starts with an S. And that is, I alluded to this already with my mother, sugar and flour free. I call it sexy. We get to be sugar and flour free, or we get to eliminate or dramatically reduce our intake of sugar and flour. These white powdery substances that are no good for us. They are man-made. This is not stuff from nature that is just not good for us. And when Dana was talking about the hormonal connection, the reason why this is so critical for your hormones is because these foods whack them out. Just they put your hormones all out of whack. They lift up your insulin. And that just does a number on so many other hormones, cortisol and all these other hormones, leptin resistance, all of these things. You do not want to include sugar and flour in your diet because you're going to be a hormonal mess. And it makes you crave more food. It makes you let's do the simple part. Like I said, it's very, very simple. So put this in your mind right now. Every time you eat sugar and flour, you are spraying Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. Sugar and flour spray Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. Put that together. Every single time you're eating sugar and flour, you're spraying Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. When you don't want your fat cells to grow and expand, reduce these foods. It's actually, they're metabolism slowing foods. And everybody wants to know, how do I speed up my metabolism? It's not that we need to speed it up. It's that we need to stop slowing it down. You're continually slowing down your metabolism with sugar and flour. So we're going to eliminate that as much as possible. And when you start looking around your kitchen, for many people, they start thinking, uh-oh, that's a lot of food in my pantry and in my refrigerator that has sugar and flour in it. So what do I eat? And the E in sexy, so we're going to travel along and spell out the word sexy together. And the E in sexy is eat more veggies. It's not that you're going to replace every single dingle piece of food with a vegetable, but you're not eating enough vegetables. The truth is we're just not. We're supposed to be eating like 8 to 9 servings a day of fruits and vegetables. We should primarily be getting these from vegetables. And most Americans are doing a dismal job, and Canadians, excuse me, are doing a dismal job at this, not eating nearly enough vegetables. So I want you to to reimagine the plate. And instead of there being a meat, a potato, and a vegetable on it, which is your standard American dinner, we need to be looking at your plate should have a minimum of 50% being a vegetable, and potatoes do not count. They are not a vegetable.
Tell that to my parents.
Yeah, right. I grew up with them being like a primary vegetable as well. But as we've learned, we need to diversify. And actually, let me get distracted for a minute of away from the sexy diet, the acronym itself, and another really important piece of my weight loss system that I lay out in my book, The Sexy Diet, is eating. One thing that we want to do is to turn on our skinny genes. So let's go back to like the Bruce Lipton kind of genetics thing. So if you look at my eye, if you're not listening to this on the radio, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my eye color is blue. And so we believe like, okay, so she has the genetics for blue eyes, and other women here have genetics from brown eyes or whatever. That's not how all of our genes work. And we've come to believe that that's how genes are. Like you got the obese gene, you got the skinny gene, you got the cancer gene, you got the heart disease gene. That's not how genes work. And if you're familiar with Bruce Lipton's work and other doctors who have even taken it further, there is something called genetic expression. And the number one way that we can turn on our skinny genes or turn off our obesity genes, because we were all born with it. So I was born with the blue, with the obesity gene and the skinny genes, and like a lot of other genes. The number one way that I can turn off the obesity gene and turn on my skinny genes is through diet. This is Dr. Zach Bush. This is Dr. Daniel Pompa. There's a ton of doctors who are doing clinical research on this topic. The number one way that you can take charge of your health by turning on your skinny genes is through your diet. And one of the main things that you all have probably studied is the blue zones, where we know that there's certain areas in the world where more people live to be 100 than anywhere else in the world. These blue zones, there's these 100-year-olds are running around like healthy 60-year-olds living in community, but not living in assisted living. They're exercising, yeah. They're cooking, they're very active in their community. There's no cancer, there's no heart disease, there's these certain pockets. And so of course the scientists are flocking to these zones. Like, what is this fountain of youth? What are they doing? And you'll find, you know, this one is a vegetarian one and this one is a meat eating one. They're really having a hard time figuring out what is the common solution. One of the common things is that they do live in community. So there is that socio-emotional piece about it, being in community is a really important piece. Another piece that we've learned from these blue zones is that all of these areas in the world where people are living past 100, very healthy with no cancer, is that they're all eating a diet that's high in polyphenols. Polyphenol, that word is it may be a new word to you. You've heard of the word antioxidant. Everybody knows we're supposed to be eating more antioxidants. Polyphenols are just a classification of antioxidants, a specific classification that we know now turns on your skinny genes. I call it skinny genes. Other people are going to call it longevity genes.
Or health genes.
Or health genes. Or anti-cancer genes. And yep. All of this, because I'm a weight loss expert, I'm going to call it skinny genes. It's all of it. It's like you want to turn on your skinny genes, your longevity genes, your health genes, all of the anti-cancer genes. This food in abundance and diversity in your diet is going to make a difference. Where do we find polyphenols? Well, they're in an abundance in fruits and vegetables, herbs and spices, coffee, green tea. And so we can go into a list of some of the really important foods to be including. I take polyphenol supplements. I drink green tea. I drink a little bit of coffee. I want a diversity. I actually don't believe that red wine is the best way to get your polyphenols. I know some people are into that. I don't drink wine every day, although I live in wine country and I do enjoy it occasionally. But there's a lot of better ways that we can get resveratrol. And some supplements will have it in a lot higher quantities than in the red wine. But it's critical that we turn on our skinny genes, these longevity genes as well. And it's not part of the acronym, but I did want to take that sidetrack. So it does tie into the vegetables. E, the sexy is eat your vegetables. A lot of vegetables have polyphenols as well. So just eat diversity. Diversity is king. Don't eat the same thing every single day.
So S is for sugar. E is for eat vegetables.
Yeah.
X.
X. This is, so when you reduce your sugar and eat your vegetables, that's how we're going to speed up your metabolism again, or just stop slowing it down, basically. The X is how we're going to burn off the fat. The X stands for extend your period of fasting, the intermittent fasting. So I've studied a lot of different doctors are doing a study on the intermittent fasting. We have Dr. Walter Longo, phenomenal clinical research coming out of his labs. We have Dr. Sachin Panda, who's working a lot with the circadian rhythms. And I'm going to cite a little bit of their research here. They're both interested in anti-cancer and health and longevity and weight loss. They're not typically super weight loss, but it's the side benefit. And we want to be at our ideal body weight for maximizing your health. So extending your period of fasting, what does that look like? If you just want to drop a few pounds, Sachin Panda will have you begin, and he's at the Salk Institute in San Diego. He'll have you begin by don't eat anything after dinner. So this is where I am. So I am so passionate about step one. Always go back to this. Stop eating after dinner, not even a single blueberry. Every single one of my clients, it's all over my book, all over everything that I put in. Number one step with intermittent fasting is just stop eating after dinner, not even a single blueberry. Get that one in your head, just like eating sugar and flour is like spraying Miracle-Gro on your fat cells. Next thing I want you to always remember is stop eating after dinner, not even a single blueberry. That alone is going to have a massive impact on your circadian rhythm, where you're going to sleep better. Sleep is another critical component. I'm not going to tangent about the sleep piece, but we all can do a lot better with our sleep. So we need to really attend to deep sleep, not the quantity of sleep, but the quality of sleep. And that's where eating late is going to impact our quality of sleep. We want to be able to sleep deeply. We want to not be digesting food while we're sleeping. We want our body to be able to repair all of our systems, including our immune system, which is so very important for anti-cancer strategy. And once we've nailed down not eating anything after dinner, not even a single blueberry, of course, drink your water, drink some herbal tea if you need to, but then we can go into more fasting. I love to ease people in. Some people will benefit really well with eating in that 8-hour window. We call that time-restricted feeding. So we will eat from like 10 to 6 every day. Drink your coffee, drink your tea in the morning, but don't eat calories. And if you eat in that 8-hour window, that is really going to have a positive impact on you. If you want some really big girl weight loss, then we throw in a couple of 24-hour fasts non-consecutive days, say a Monday and a Thursday. We will stop eating after, if Monday and Thursday are your two fasting days, you stop eating after dinner on Sunday, not even a single blueberry, and you don't eat again until Monday dinner. And this is going to give the two punch here is where not only are we putting our body into fat burning mode. So instead of the calories that we're burning are not coming from breakfast and lunch, rather they're coming from a breakfast and a lunch that we overate last year. So we're burning those calories. Your fat cells are just calories being being stored as it's fat being stored as calories. So you want to access those calories. We need to stop eating, and then our body will release the fat as calories. And it's every bit as wonderful energy as eating carbohydrates. And today, burning your fat is very, very, very healthy. It's actually a very clean way to burn your energy. So that is going to burn fat, but also there's a really wonderful thing that it does, and it puts your body in something called autophagy, which is the Latin root or the Greek root, excuse me. And it's self-eat. It's your body's self-eating system. So it sounds a little bit gross and it seems like a really weird thing. Why would you want your body to eat itself? But what's happening, and let's make it really, really simple, is that your body, we need our amino acids, right? We need some protein. Everybody know, I've been told since I was 12 when I was a vegetarian, like, you need your protein. So yeah, we do need protein. We can't survive without it. But when we stop eating protein or stop eating anything, but especially when we're on these protein fasts, our body has to forage for amino acids. And so where does it get its amino acids from? It actually eats away the dead and dying parts of the cells. So it's a self-cleaning, self-eating, but it's self-cleaning. And it's getting its amino acids from these dead and dying cells that we don't want. And what are cancer cells? They're disrupted cells that are replicating themselves. So when we turn on our body's natural anti-tumor system of autophagy, self-eating, we eat away the you're letting your body eat away the cancer and your fat. So it's this, the win-win, triple trifecta win. Your skin is starting to glow more, your fat is trimming away, and your body is eating its own tumors, potential tumors, before they start replicating, before these cells start replicating and becoming tumors. And this is a system that we've evolved to become, because humans have never, up until about 100 plus years, a little more than 100 years ago, there was no such thing as refrigeration and freezing. We had to forage for food just a few hundred years ago. And so the fact that we have the abundance of food, we've forgotten how to fast. But you look, a lot of the major religions will have the fasting protocol still set in, which is extremely a healthy thing. And we should be following these fasting rules. And if you're not following them as a part of your religion, then be definitely put it in now. Start fasting now by trim down your waistline, do the intermittent fasting and the natural autophagy to eat away those bad cells. And then I also want to just point out that Dr. Walter Longo, his clinical research is just stellar in anti-cancer. He's really all about the anti-cancer. And his protocol is to do a 5-day water fast every quarter for if you're dealing with cancer. Mm-hmm. He also has put his name behind something called Prolon. Prolon, Prolon. It's a fasting mimicking diet, and he's written a book about this. If you buy this, his food, it's a 5 days of food. It's a box of packaged food. It's a plant-based diet where you eat. It gives you a small amount of calories and a very small amount of protein in these 5 days of food, and with great instructions on how to use it. I've tried it a couple times. I think it's pretty cool. But it puts your body into that autophagy for those 5 days, and it mimics what would happen if you did 5 days of a water fast. So if you're intimidated to do a 5-day water fast, which I've done, and it does take so much mindset to really get yourself through it. So if you're intimidated by that, but you really want to get the big, big benefits of fasting for 5 days for the anti-tumor, big fasting, big autophagy, then look into Walter Longo's Prolon. I'm not affiliated at all. I'm just really promoting it because I think it's something that we can really benefit from if you want to fast and are intimidated to do a 5-day water fast yourself.
Yeah. Give us the last letter.
Yes. Okay. So let's go back to the hormones. So everybody says that people used to tell us that fat makes you fat. And Dana had talked about this recently, where fat actually makes you full. So why is yes to healthy fats? I'm not saying go eat a bunch of cheeseburgers and get all your saturated fats. I'm saying that having healthy fats in your diet, such as avocado and olive and olive oil and nuts and seeds, and to some extent, some saturated fat is okay for you. You don't want to like have too much of it. I really like to focus a lot on the monounsaturated fats, but why it really, when you're feeling the intense hunger, the fire, I used to experience hunger as like a fire in my belly. It was so intense, and I just had to feed that flame. And when you eat fat, it's the fire extinguisher. It puts out the hunger hormone. It's the most incredible macronutrient, fat. It's this incredible macronutrient that puts out the hunger, and it makes you feel fuller longer. It gives us this phenomenal sustained energy. And I just would never want to be on a fat-free diet. I cannot imagine why anybody would ever do it. So we finish off the why, say yes to healthy fats. I also like to go back to E in sexy, which is everybody's least favorite step of the sexy diet, which is eat more vegetables, right? Nobody wants to eat too many vegetables. But when you pair your veggies with a healthy fat, it makes your vegetables just taste so glorious. And so always remember, pair your healthy fats and your healthy vegetables, and it's just a win-win. You're going to feel sustained energy, and you're not going to be hungry. Fat makes you full. It doesn't make you fat. Sugar makes you fat. The essence, the sugar and flour is what's going to make you fat.
That's right. Thanks, Summer. And the avocado, I'm all a big champion of the avocado now, because whether it be a half one, a full one, if you have it at lunch, it sustains till dinner. Dr. Anna Kabeka says that snacking after 40 is not so forgiving in the afternoon, and it's rich in fiber, it's blood sugar balancing, it's just like the champion fruit of all. And I wanted to speak to estrogen because of the fact that we're running out of time, but I want you to talk about the hormones and estrogen dominance because, okay, one thing I wanted to say too, to increase, let's see. Okay, never mind. That's going to be a side. Tell us about the estrogen dominance.
Yeah, so we know that the American Cancer Association will even say estrogen dominance is going to, testing with estrogen dominance is going to have a higher rate of breast cancer, especially recurrence of breast cancer.
Yes.
And so when we have breast cancer, the last thing we want to do is have a recurrence. We do not want it to go to stage 4. And so keeping your estrogen levels down, it's just the no-brainer. And so interestingly, it's so simple. There's a direct correlation with body weight and higher estrogen. And the higher body weight you have, the more estrogen your body's going to make, because you don't need this excess weight. And it's just creating, it's more body weight for your body to produce estrogen. So to keep your estrogen levels down, we want to get you back to your ideal body weight, which is probably the weight you were at in high school. which seems really hard to believe for so many women, but we can actually get there at any age. And so the best thing to do is to follow this sexy diet, to reduce your sugar and flour, increase your vegetables. And some people also, including myself, I increase my fiber levels by eating prebiotic fiber. You can find things like prebiotic fiber supplements. I put that powder in a smoothie. I want to get as much fiber in my system as possible, because it's not just about eating vegetables and fat. We need to have a lot of lots of fiber. We're just not getting enough fiber in our diet. So eating a lot of fiber, prebiotic fiber, is something to really look into increasing in your diet. That also helps to make you feel fuller. Did you have a question, Cornelia?
I do. I want to know, where do we get a copy of your book? What's the name of the book exactly? Where do we get a copy of it, and your website?
Yeah. So my book is The Sexy Diet. And my name is Summer Peterson. It's all over Amazon. It's an international best-selling book. And so ordered on Amazon today. It's a fun, quick read. And my website is bodysoulshine.com. I'm all about the body, healing the body and the soul. You never want to leave the soul out. So S-O-U-L, bodysoulshine.com. And what was your last question, Cornelia?
I forgot. I'm on your website right now. I'm going, that's where I am. So sorry about that.
That's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So really just make it really simple with the sexy diet. Start with reducing sugar and flour, and start with don't eat anything after dinner, not even a single blueberry. Those two things right there are going to have a massive impact on your life. Slow and steady wins the race. Don't try to do everything at once. Lots of self-love, compassion. Have an accountability buddy doing this with you. It's going to make your life so much more fun to have a friend to do follow the sexy diet with.
Thank you so much, Summer Peterson, Dana Terrio. We are complete for today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for listening. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.